Leader of the Islamic Revolution says election manifests Iran's national might. Iran's president points out that Iran and Turkey share common interests and enemies. Iran to unveil indigenous ballistic and cruise missiles. Detained Iranian scientist returns home from U.S. prison. And gunmen kill at least 10 Iraqi security forces in capital Baghdad. In the name of God, the compassionate and the merciful, hello everyone and welcome to this edition of Iranian and English News with me, Nima Chitsas. Leader of the Islamic Revolution Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei describes the election as an important issue and the manifestation of national might. In an address to thousands of workers in Tehran on Saturday, Ayatollah Khamenei said, Iran needs to make a huge leap in the political and economic arenas. Ayatollah Khamenei described the people's conscious presence in the country's politics and management as political valor. The leader said possible candidates must carefully assess their abilities and the executive position they are competing for. The leader added the ill-wishers of the Iranian nation plot to prevent economic and political valor in Iran. Ayatollah Khamenei went on to say that the ill-wishers try to use economic pressure to create a rift between the nation and the Islamic establishment and dishearten the people. The leader, however, stressed that the resolve of the nation and officials would ultimately disappoint the enemy. Regarding the economic situation in the U.S. and Europe, the leader said, the capitalist economy has proven to be inefficient, adding that the existing economic, ethical, and cultural problems in the West all contribute to the decline of the Western civilization. Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad has hailed the strong and stable relations between Iran and Turkey. In a meeting with visiting Turkish Minister of Development, Cevdet Yılmaz, on Saturday, President Ahmadinejad said Iran and Turkey are two large countries with plentiful talent and the development of bilateral relations is in the interest of both countries and the entire region. The President said the common enemies of both countries are against the expansion of ties between the two nations, as it would be harmful to their interests. For his part, Yılmaz hailed the expansion of Iran-Turkey relations, saying his country supports more cooperation with Iran. Yılmaz further stated that Turkey seeks to increase the volume of trade transactions with Iran to more than $30 billion from the current level of $22 billion. The Iranian Defense Minister says Iran will unveil indigenous ballistic and cruise missiles as well as other new military achievements by the next 5 months. Brigadier General Ahmad Vahidi noted that the new cruise missile has a longer range compared with the previous versions. He said Iran will also unveil new bombs during the period. Touching on Iran's new naval achievements, Vahidi pointed out that launching a new submarine and a missile-launching WIG craft are on the agenda of Iran's Navy. The defense minister said, in air defense, Iran plans to showcase new helicopter and unmanned aerial vehicles during the period. Over the past years, Iran has made important breakthroughs in its defense sector and attained self-sufficiency in producing important military equipment and systems. An Iranian scientist, held by the U.S. since December 2011, after serving around 16 months, arrived in Tehran on Saturday following his release. The professor of electrical engineering at Tehran Sharif University of Technology had been detained in California back in December 2011 for allegedly violating U.S. export law. He was released after follow-ups by Iran's foreign ministry. Upon his arrival at Imam Khomeini International Airport in Tehran, Atourudi said he was only doing an academic research when he was detained, trying to buy some simple equipment for his personal lab, which had no dual-use technology, as claimed by the U.S. government. Iran's foreign ministry says the U.S. is a high-risk destination for Iranian travelers, citing a targeted Iranophobia trend in the U.S. and repeated incidents in which Iranian citizens are threatened, arrested, subjected to intensive interrogation, or even killed under suspicious circumstances.
The behavior of the American authorities was generally good. They realized whom they had arrested and they tried to safeguard their reputation. The U.S. academics were very sad and considered this a disgrace for America.
Syria dismissed American and British claims over its use of chemical arms, describing them as obvious lies. Syrian Information Minister Omran al-Zoubi made the remark in an interview published on Russia Today's website. Just days ago, UN Chief Ban Ki-moon called on Damascus to approve a UN mission of inspectors to probe the alleged use of chemical weapons. But al-Zoubi said Syria could not trust UN inspectors from Britain and the United States. Meantime, Russia said claims about use of chemical weapons in Syria should not be used as a pretext for military intervention in the country. Russia's Deputy Foreign Minister Mikhail Bogdanov added that all the claims should be dealt with in conformity with international criteria and should not be used to achieve other objectives. In Iraq, unknown gunmen killed at least 10 security forces in the north and west of the capital city of Baghdad on Saturday. Police said gunmen shot dead five members of government-backed parliamentary group known as the Awakening Council on a checkpoint near Salahuddin's provincial capital of Tikrit. In a separate incident, unknown gunmen opened fire on a car carrying five intelligence members on the highway near the city of Abramadi. Police said one of the gunmen was also wounded by the clash. The violence came a few days after clashes erupted between Iraqi security forces and anti-government protesters in Hawija. Meanwhile, Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki warned that the recent violence in Hawija is a sign that sectarian strife is returning to the country, assisted by foreign plots. Maliki made the remark at the International Islamic Conference for the Convergence and Dialogue in Baghdad. He added that sectarian strife in Iraq in the past was unprecedented, but now it comes back by planned schemes. The Iraqi Prime Minister further described sectarianism as evil. And here's another look at tonight's top stories. Leader of the Islamic Revolution says election manifests Iran's national might. Iranian president points out that Iran and Turkey share common interests and enemies. Iran is to unveil indigenous ballistic and cruise missiles. Detained Iranian scientist returns home from U.S. prison. And gunmen kill at least 10 Iraqi security forces in capital Baghdad. The spokesman for the Palestinian Hamas movement says any government in West Bank should be formed in consultation and agreement with Hamas. Sami Abu Zuhri made the remark on Saturday, hours after Palestinian Authority Chief Mahmoud Abbas announced the start of talks on forming a national unity government. Warning against any unilateral steps, Abu Zuhri said, there has been no consultation with Hamas on this matter so far. The announcement came 2 weeks after the resignation of Prime Minister Salam Fayyad from the Palestinian Authority that governs the West Bank. Abbas said the consultations will take place in accordance with the Doha Declaration. Protesters and riot police have clashed outside Spain's parliament following the release of official figures that show the country's unemployment rate has hit a record high. The violence broke out after demonstrators tried to push down the police barriers standing between them and the parliament building in Madrid. Our correspondent has more.
The Spanish government had been announcing all week that the Occupy the Congress protest was going to be a violent demonstration. But a lot of people didn't trust the announce and gathered in front of a heavily protected Congress to protest for the situation in the country. There was a lot of young people in the protest. That happened the same day that the government announced that more than the 57% of the Spanish under 25 years old are now unemployed. Many of them feel that they are being the victims of a crisis that they didn't cause. But despite the critical situation of the country, they keep optimistic about the result of the demonstration. Suddenly, a peaceful demonstration turned into clashes. Then runs. Hits. Insults. And arrests. Like this person, 15 people ended in police stations. Another 29, 14 of them police, had different kind of injuries.
From Madrid, Tamim El Dalati by Shabak Khabar.
In southern Afghanistan, a NATO plane crashed on Saturday. NATO, without mentioning the nationality of the dead, said four of its forces were killed in the incident. It added that early reports suggest that the aircraft was not brought down by insurgents. There was no immediate claim of responsibility from the Taliban. Earlier this month, two U.S. troops were killed when a NATO helicopter crashed in eastern Afghanistan. In March, also five U.S. troops died in the southern province of Kandahar when their helicopter came down during a heavy rainstorm. Now in Pakistan, three bomb blasts killed at least four people, including a young girl in port city of Karachi on Saturday. The blasts, two of which targeted secular political parties and another close to a Shiite mosque, came a day after a car bomb at a political meeting in the same city killed at least 11 people. The first bomb, which was planted near the office of Mutahida Qaumi Movement political party, killed two people and wounded 24 others. In the second attack, a hand grenade was hurled near a Shiite mosque, which injured 10 people. In the third blast, which took place during a campaign meeting of the Pakistan People's Party, two people, including a 7-year-old girl, were killed and 9 others were wounded. According to medics, a few of the injured are in critical condition. No group or militant organization claim responsibility for the attacks yet. A 2-month deadlock that shook the market confidence in Italy was broken on Saturday after Prime Minister Enrico Letta finally unveiled a new government. The new cabinet is expected to be officially sworn in on Sunday. Letta had said he wants to move quickly to tackle the social fallout of a painful recession. He is expected to unveil his program in a parliamentary session on Monday. The new government came a day after ratings agency Moody's affirmed Italy's negative outlook. Moody's warned that Italian sovereign might lose investor confidence and ultimately access to private debt markets as a result of the political stalemate. And on that note, we come to a wrap of this edition of IRI and in English News. Join us tomorrow with the latest updates. Till then, take care and have a very great time. Goodbye now.